Not meaning a perfect specimen of mankind, but someone who is not contaminated. And I think the reference was in that study that that the word perfect is also used, I found this interesting, in Leviticus related to the animals that are offered, that they are spotless, that they are perfect this way, or they're not marred by obvious imperfections, as we would say, or by, in this case, the sinful line of corrupted mankind. And it's actually all the more remarkable that perhaps he was the only family who was truly completely pure from this corrupting influence.
Good.
Another translation is that...
You better sit closer to the mic.
Another translation of this verse is that he is unique among his contemporaries.
You know, one of the things that we could therefore strive to... Today, we live in an environment like this. And therefore, each of us, by the grace of God, should be seeking to be like Noah in that respect. And that's a challenge for us. There's one thing we can take away from this whole study. We're not going to cover everything today. But one thing we can cover here is that at least, by the grace of God, we live in a dark day. We live in a very dark day. We can all seek, by the grace of God, to be a character like Noah in our generation. Okay, let's move on. So, how long was man corrupting his way on the earth prior to the flood? Any thoughts? How long? What was the duration of time based upon scripture?
Probably from the moment Adam and Eve ate from the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
Okay, and Alex had a comment. He had his hand up.
I was just going to give the date as listed in my Bible, 1,656 years.
Okay, now, all right. That's an answer that I was sort of looking for. But some person, I mean, that number was not plucked out of the air. There was a person who, you know, we tend to think today that we are smart. And I always like to make this opportunity. The people ahead of us didn't have the computers to work as quickly as we can, but they were very meticulous. And this particular gentleman, Usher, an Irish bishop, believed that the world was created back in 4000 BC. Based upon his very meticulous calculations, he thought that the flood took place at 2348 BC. And there's this sort of timeline that shows, I mean, you can go back, we don't have the time to go over all of this, but you can actually see from here that it was 1556, or rather, 1656 years, 1656 years, if I can have a 1656 years, right there. Very good. Very good. You know, but what comes home to me is, and this is just my thought, that there was a whole generations of people prior to this time, or up until this time. And again, you might have heard in the adult study how many millions of people there were on the earth at this time. I mean, there were lots of people on this earth. And it speaks to me as well that, you know, I've been around for 40 plus years, and we tend to think, you have been around less than that, many of you. You tend to think that this is what life has all been about. But the reality is there have been people who have lived long before us, who have come and gone. And you and I are currently, this is our time. And the word of God is here for us to guide us so that we don't make the same mistakes these people made. That's a simple, you know, just a simple application. But the bottom line is, it's about 1,656 years up until the time of the flood. And then, again, there's more stuff here about how he actually derived this. In actual fact, we're not going to get into this, but he actually came up with a date when he think that the earth was actually when creation took place. But that's sort of out there. Okay, next question is, what were the physical conditions like prior to the flood? Based upon scripture. Could someone help me out here? What were the physical conditions? What was it like on the earth at the time prior to the flood? Over those 1,600 years, what was it like? Based upon scripture.
People lived a lot longer than they do now.
They did live. We got a graph on that. I can show you in a few minutes. That's true. What else?
I'm not sure where the verse is, but I'm pretty sure that it hadn't rained prior to the flood.
Very good. We're going to find that verse in a minute. What else?
Verse 12 says, God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth.
Okay, that's true. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
It explained itself.
I have something else on that. Let's look in, if you look in Genesis 1 and verse 2, I believe if that was on day 2, and day two at that point of the creation week. Not verse 2, actually it should be lower than that. Verse 6. Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide waters from the waters. I believe that the atmosphere, there was a lot of water in that atmosphere. Okay, I think that's one thing we can look at, covered the earth at the time. And then, as someone was referring to just now, if you look at Genesis 2, verse 6, you will find that there, a mist, there was no rain at this time. There was no rain. A mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. So that was what was going on. Those were the physical conditions that we know of in the scriptures. There definitely was this water vapor, a real blanket, if you want to call it. Or some people call it a canopy of water vapor. And there was never rain at this point. Water came up from the ground. A mist came up to actually water the earth at the time. Moving on from there, the Lord instructed Noah to build an ark. What were the physical sort of dimensions and composition of this ark? Very straightforward. What was it made of? Gopher wood. That's one. What else? It was covered with pitch, both inside and outside. What else? The size, very straightforward. What's it?
450 feet
approximately, because one cubit is about 18 inches. My reading is, I read that a cubit was the length between the elbow and the end of your fingertips. But it varied, you know, that varied. But the number that's often used is like 400, or rather, a foot and a half. Question? Okay. So that's, if you do the math, you'll figure it out. And I think there was a comment made in the senior Bible study about these dimensions. You want to add it, Steve?
Just to say that it was suggested that if you look at the size of this box-shaped structure, we don't necessarily have to think of a boat with a pointed prow and so on. But that if we look at it as in the dimensions of a box, that if you have 300 cubits long and then 50 on the short side, and then again 350, that's in total perimeter 700 cubits, which has the factor of 7, which presents the idea of a perfect structure and the perfection of, when we take especially the representation of the ark as the Lord Jesus, the perfections of Christ, and also the 30 cubits with the factor of 3 and the 3 levels that are constructed to help represent perhaps the Trinity, all involved in the work of salvation, and various things along those lines could be brought in as applications of those measurements.
Question. I'm not sure about, I can't really imagine those lengths, and so how would it compare to a modern ship?
Hold on. You hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Nothing rude. I got something for you.
Okay. So just at the end of the adult Bible conference, a brother stood up and he said, so I measured the building here where we have our adult Bible reading, and the ark would have been from the end where the basketball courts all the way to the road, and 5 feet shorter than the width of the building. So, 50 feet tall or something like that?
I wasn't there.
Yeah. 45.